Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, September 6. Coming up, schools warned not to turn students away, Jamaica to develop cannabis-infused health and wellness tourism, and police to increase their presence in schools this academic year. The details after this message.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-829-022 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-829-022 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
Now the news. As the new school year gets underway, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is warning schools not to turn children away for non-payment of fees. Speaking at a ceremony at the Seward Primary and Junior High School in Kingston on Monday, Mr. Holness reiterated the government's commitment to free access to education for all children. He says school fees must not be used as a means of excluding any child from attaining an education.
We are not saying that education is free, but what we are saying is that every single Jamaican child must have access to education, whether or not they can afford it.
Send your children to school, even if you don't have the school fee. They cannot be turned back.
The Prime Minister says he is aware of the tremendous struggle that many parents face, and this is why the government has reintroduced the no tuition policy. He further implored parents to report any teacher or principal who turns a child away from school because they cannot afford to pay the fees. Meanwhile, Police Commissioner Dr. Carr Williams says there will be increased police presence in schools going forward as part of efforts to curb the culture of violence in the country. Dr. Williams says school resource officers are being trained to provide further guidance to administrators to help replace antisocial values before they develop into criminal behavior.
You can expect, under the leadership of the Assistant Commissioner in charge of Community Safety and Security, that police officers will be much more involved in the life of the children in school. They will be present to ensure that a safe space is created for these children.
Dr. Williams adds that the police force is pressing ahead with plans to establish 100 police youth clubs in schools across the island. The commissioner is also considering a nationwide rollout of a curfew model used in some inner-city communities, under which no student is allowed on the street after 9 p.m. unless in the company of a parent or guardian. The government is looking at lands in southwestern Jamaica for the establishment of a health and wellness center to enhance the country's tourism product. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica is at a stage of building out the area of wellness tourism, which will further add to the island's position as a destination with a difference.
I believe that it will provide a very useful geographic space for us to consider a new destination for Jamaica, and a destination that will be characterized by health and wellness. Spas, and from the cannabis products, wraps and oils, and all kinds of applications.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the opening of the Caribbean Cannabis Conference at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James recently. The area being explored for the construction of the Health and Wellness Center is in the corridor from Negril Westmalet to Black River in St. Elizabeth. And Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says southwestern Jamaica is ideally suited for the concept of cannabis-infused tourism, where the products would play a major part in the sector. Health and wellness tourism has been identified as one of the key areas of focus under the ministry's growth strategy to increase visitor arrivals to 5 million annually, generating earnings of $5 billion U.S. by 2021.
The cannabis product and its application could fit neatly in a network of health and wellness that will drive a new demographic into Jamaica with a higher spend and will be able to establish us as a destination with a difference.
Minister Bartlett says a health and wellness network has been established in the Tourism Ministry. The group will have the responsibility of defining the policy that will provide the framework for the cannabis-infused health and wellness experience in Jamaica. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.